With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to beautiful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks so much for joining me. Summertime, and the listening is easy. That's the theme of this edition of With Heart and Voice, where we'll listen to sacred music from across the centuries to usher in a season of relaxation and, for the most part, calm assurance. Beautiful works by Rachmaninoff, Praetorius, Arneson, Shepherd, and others. We'll begin with an absolutely gorgeous piece for organ and flute, Cantilena by Rosalie Boniton. It's performed by the Marianiello-Reese duo, comprised of flutist Linda Marianiello with organist Keith Rees.
Thank you.
Flutist Linda Marianiello and organist Keith Reese played Cantilena by Rosalie Bonython. They performed at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Chattanooga. David Ashley White has led a distinguished career as a composer and also as longtime director of the Morris School of Music at the University of Houston. Our next selection is a setting by David Ashley White of a wonderful text by Timothy Dudley Smith, So the Day Dawn. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church. So the Day Dawn, a hymn with text by Timothy Dudley Smith and music by David Ashley White. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston was led by Brady Knapp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The All-Night Vigil, also known as Vespers by Sergei Rachmaninoff, is an expansive work that sets a tone both peaceful and glorious with psalms and prayers from the Orthodox tradition. The second movement, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, is a setting of Psalm 103 and receives a gorgeous performance by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers, led by Robert Shaw. From the Rachmaninoff Vespers, we heard Bless the Lord, O My Soul, as performed by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Our next piece is one that I particularly love, from its opening declamation to the calm and serene conclusion. In 1980, Philip Moore composed an anthem combining wisdom texts from the book of Ecclesiasticus with portions of Psalm 119. All wisdom cometh from the Lord begins with a broad statement by the choir, leading to a highly rhythmic section interrupted by a bass solo. After a return to rhythmic writing, the quiet close superimposes plain chant over a sustained version of the opening theme, creating a tranquil, ethereal ending. Richard Seal leads the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls plays the organ. All Wisdom Cometh from the Lord by Philip Moore was sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. Richard Seal directed. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. Splendid music for double choirs next, as we listen to a motet on Psalm 133 by Hieronymus Praetorius, who thrived in the late 16th and early 17th centuries in Hamburg. His writing reflects his extensive study in Venice and exemplifies the spread of the Venetian influence throughout Europe. Ecce Quam Bonum is sung here by the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston. Ross Wood directs. Ross Wood led the choir of the Church of the Advent in Boston in Ecce Quam Bonum by Hieronymus Praetorius. William Lloyd Webber was a well-known and respected London-based organist and composer who wrote unabashedly romantic music. His instrumental works are quite lyrical and resemble songs without words. The Benedictus for organ and violin was composed in 1942 for he and his violinist wife Jean to perform at their wedding. We'll hear husband-wife duo Rupert and Rachel Goff perform. Benedictus for violin and organ, composed by William Lloyd Webber. The Goff duo, Rupert and Rachel Goff, performed at Christchurch Priory. Norwegian composer Kim André Arnesen set now famous words left anonymously etched on the wall of a wartime tunnel in Germany. His anthem, Even When He Is Silent, with its close harmony and soaring lines, gives mystical sense to the words which echo across time. Tom Trenny leads the ensemble, sounding light.
Even
Even When He Is Silent by Kim Andre Arneson was performed by Sounding Light, led by Tom Trenny. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Renaissance composer John Shepherd began service in the Chapel Royal just 9 years after Thomas Tallis, and though less familiar to us than Tallis or Byrd, he composed a great deal of Latin works, including our next selection. In Pace is intended as a responsory to be sung at Compline during Lent. Like some works of Tallis, it alternates between luxurious polyphony and the purity of chant. We'll hear a performance by the Georgia State University Singers, directed by Deanna Joseph.
Thank you.
Deanna Joseph led the Georgia State University Singers in the motet In Pace, In Peace, by John Shepherd. Though his output as a hymn writer was not great, John Ellerton is best remembered today for two evening hymns, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended, and our next selection, Savior, Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise. It's paired with the tune Ellers, composed by Edward John Hopkins, who was organist of the Temple Church in London. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, directed by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff plays the organ. Savior, Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Norwegian-born composer Ola Yalo has studied at the Royal College of Music in London and made his way to America in 2001 to study composition at Juilliard. He's since become a popular composer in this country, including a time early on as composer in residence for the Phoenix Chorale. It was during this residency that he wrote Evening Prayer, which we'll hear next. It sets one of many prayers left by St. Augustine of Hippo. We'll hear the Phoenix Chorale perform, joined by saxophonist Ted Belladin and with the composer at the piano. Charles Bruffy conducts.
Thank you.
Charles Bruffy led the Phoenix Chorale in Evening Prayer by Ola Yalo. Ted Belladin played tenor saxophone. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to a variety of music to usher in the summer season. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.